Hey, beautiful queens, I am back for our second episode in our second season, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Gem Moments with Yolanda. I am Yolanda, the founder and owner of the Single Mom Queendom. If this is your first time listening, welcome, and if you are back again as one of our gem listeners, welcome to you as well. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. I am Yolanda Oliver. I am a destiny mentor. I am a life strategist. I am a domestic violence and single mom advocate, and my purpose here on earth is to affirm and empower women. And please, please, please make sure you subscribe, follow, share, and even review this podcast to attract additional listeners. And I want to thank you for that in advance. So this podcast is designed for women no matter where you are in your journey, and I bring topics that are important to women and the things that go on in our head that we might not even say out loud. So let's continue on our topic about expectations. In the last episode, I defined what expectations are, and I gave a few examples of how setting expectations can lead to disappointment. And the greatest thing about that, this episode, is I got so much feedback and so many emails. So in the next episode, I will be answering questions based off of some of the emails that I received and some questions that some women asked. And I love the engagement. So let's keep it going. So now let's get into it. I want to expand on our topic of expectations in this episode, but I do want to do a recap because it has been a while since I recorded the last episode. In the last episode, there was a key question that I left with you, and the question was, are you guilty of making someone the star of your show? And what I meant by that is have you given someone permission to deliver on something that you want or need or desire? However, you have not communicated what we want or desire in a way that they would have been able to understand as well as deliver on that expectation. Yeah, it's something to think about. So let me give you an example. You've had a terrible day, and you have a partner, and you've expressed how down and out you feel about the events of the day, and you expect it because you felt so terrible that they felt that pain, and they will walk in the door with flowers or something to make you feel great or better because of what you've gone through during that day. They walk through the door empty-handed. And you are disappointed. Now, in your mind, you created an expectation that they would go above and beyond because you had a terrible day. And I don't know anybody else, but I know I've been guilty of that a couple of times. So I have to raise my hand and say, yes, that's me. You have expectations of family members to do certain things. Even sometimes our children, we have expectations of them to do things. And we don't communicate the way that we want it done, so they do it a different way and we become disappointed. That is a way of making someone the star of your show. You're having an expectation, not articulating what that expectation is, and when it falls short, you're disappointed. I also left you with a few other questions, or basically a thought, and it was, when creating expectations, you then create the responsibility to communicate what you expect, how you expect it, and then you have to give the other person the opportunity to commit or not. And that part resonated with so many women, because the reality is our expectations are tied to our communication. What we communicate and how well we communicate and how effectively we communicate will lead to either us getting what we expect from others or not. So sometimes we want to put the fault on others because they don't meet our expectation, but a large part of the responsibility falls on us because it is our responsibility to be clear about what it is we want, what we expect, and then also not only be clear about it in our own heads, but then also communicate it clearly in a way that the other person can commit or say no. It's a lot to digest, but it's going to be okay because we're going to walk through some application steps. So we're going to get to where we need to be as far as communication as well as expectations. But I do want to level set. There is nothing wrong with having expectations of people. But first things first, you have to make sure that you are clear on what you expect. And then secondly, whatever you are expecting, you have to make sure it's a fair expectation to have. Is it realistic or not? And then you have to be able to communicate with the other person and give them the opportunity to commit. Because that is the greatest area where we fall short. I might think that someone can do something. However, in their mindset, they can't deliver. And I need to know that up front, that they can't deliver. So then therefore, I can drop that off my list of something that I expect. And it's okay if they can't deliver. And that's the other thing that we're going to have to work through. Being okay with the fact that someone can't deliver on what we expect. There is a quote by Thema Davis, and it says, "Accept the fact that some people didn't intend to let you down. Their best is just less than what you expected." So that goes back to what I said about creating realistic expectations, and then also by you having a conversation and letting the other parties participate in what those needs and desires and hopes are or expectations. It allows you to frame out expectations or allows you to frame out what the expectations are to make them something that is manageable and attainable by the other person or the other party involved. So I think the key here is to take expectations outside of your head and to put it on paper. Document it for yourself so you know where your expectations are and are really clear with your own expectations, and then creating a communication with the people who you expect to deliver. So that can extend anywhere from your own self and your own expectations to your children, your partners, your family, your employees, even your employer, even your bosses. We can set expectations and have expectations with them. I have many experiences where I expected my bosses to acknowledge me in a certain way that would affirm me for the work that I did. However, what my expectation was for them was nowhere near their wheelhouse. They weren't even trying to operate in that space. So I had to learn better how to communicate what I need as an employee so they can start to deliver on my needs and make sure that they're developing me and acknowledge me in a way that affirms me and drives me to be even that much more of a greater performer. But that works in every area of our lives. Sometimes we compartmentalize how we communicate, what we communicate, and what we expect. It's okay to have expectations. However, it's not wrong to have expectations of your mates. It's not wrong to have expectations of your children. It's just that we need to make sure that we have those conversations so they are walking along that expectation journey with us. I want to leave you with an application step for this podcast, and I look forward to you all reaching out to me to let me know how it's going. You can send me an email at thesinglemomqueendom@gmail.com, and I love to have conversation with you in regards to this application. So I want you, because the biggest part around expectations is really knowing what you expect yourself. So ideally, you would write out what your expectations are for yourself, what your expectations are for your children, if you have any, what your expectations are for your partners, if you have one, what your expectations are for your employees, if you have any, what your expectations are for your employer, what are some expectations you have for your family members, and what are some expectations you have for your friends. And first of all, aligning with our own expectations. The biggest part of knowing how to communicate what your expectations are is first knowing what you expect yourself. And this exercise will help you align and get those expectations out of your head onto paper, so you actually can put it on paper and say, this is what I expect from myself. This is what I expect from my friends. This is what I expect from my family. And once you put it on paper, then you have some ground to start moving forward and being able to communicate those expectations. And I want to encourage you, because yes, we will sometimes be disappointed, as well as sometimes we might even disappoint others. But there's one solid hope that we have, and one person we can put all of our trust, our faith, and expectations in, and that is God. I want to read Psalms 33, 20, verses 20 through 22. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. And, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is Hope Thou in God. And that's found many times in the scripture, because when everything or anyone else fails, I know that I have a solid hope, an unforgettable, undeniable hope in God, and He will never fail me. So sometimes I know our hearts are burdened as women, because we've been disappointed in relationships, and those relationships can extend beyond just romantic relationships, and it's caused us a lot of pain. But I want to encourage you that if you put your hope and your trust and your expectations in God, He will not fail you. Even though sometimes people will, whether they intentionally do it or not. Some people, they have the best intentions. Some people, we have to take ownership for where we don't communicate what we expect. But the one person who won't fail you is God. And I just want to leave you with that. And I will see you on our next podcast episode, which we will actually do some Q&A around some of the questions that I received. Remember to do your application. If you need any support going through the process, please email me at thesinglemomqueendom@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at thesinglemomqueendom. You can find me on Facebook as Fearless Purpose Gems. Please follow, subscribe, share with other moms, anyone who can benefit from these conversations. And I look forward to actually inviting some of you, anyone who would love to join me on future podcast episodes. So, as always, here's your reminder that you are fearless, you have purpose, and you are God's precious gem. Have an amazing day, have an amazing week, and I will see you next time on Gem Moments with Yolanda.